Session 30, February 27th, 1964, 5:35 p.m., Thursday, unscheduled. Several times this morning, while we were working, Jane mentioned that she was receiving flashes from Seth about a particular subject, the refrigerator in our bathroom. Seth had, she said, just realized this situation and was quite upset. Actually, we have two refrigerators, and since our kitchen is very small, we kept the smaller icebox there and the larger one in the bath. The bath is very large, an ornate and tiled affair that was once the master bath of the house before it was converted into apartments. Jane strongly disliked the idea of the large refrigerator in the kitchen and actively resisted Seth's concern with the problem. But at lunch, she told me she wouldn't be surprised if we had a short session this evening. I did not care for this idea, but decided to see what developed, mainly for future reference. When I picked Jane up after work at the art gallery, she told me one of the flashes from Seth was this. Why does a small kitchen make a refrigerator sanitary in a bathroom? She was also concerned because she thought her subconscious might be playing tricks on her, using the Seth approach to problems she or we should solve on our own. She did not want to acquire this habit. We had just finished supper when Jane motioned for me to get pen and paper. Throughout the brief session, her voice was normal and her pace slow. Her eyes darkened as usual. All right now. This is not to be considered a regular session. You do not have to include it in your official notes, unless you so desire. The seemingly unfortunate suggestion that I made to Rupert was made for your own benefit, not mine. This short session would not even be necessary except that I was not sure if you would consider the suggestion as legitimate if I did not give it in a normal manner, or should I say, a formal manner.